Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Dalid. We're holding on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Where are we exactly? I have to remember now. What's that? Oh, right after the Zayis. Yeah, so we're at the two dots, about five, 6 lines from the end of the page. Yeah, so the first thing we're going to discuss is the Mishnah had a machlokas. There are two possibilities of how exactly to be machmitz those karbonos mincha that are supposed to be chametz. There aren't many of them, but how are we machmitz them? The Gemara is going to suggest, why not do a third possibility, and we'll give an answer why that third possibility is not a is not what we do. Then the Gemara is going to have machlokas, whether you can be machmitz with tapuchim, and even if you don't, and even if you can't, if you can't be machmitz with tapuach shel truma, meaning even if you assume that if you can't make tapuach shel truma can make a bread aser, because it will become chametz nuksha anyway, so it still has the ability to make a bread aser, even if you assume that you can't be machmitz. But that's going to be the issue: can you be machmitz the Mincha using tapuchim? We'll have to discuss what exactly a tapuach is. And the majority of the daf is going to discuss what if you have a certain amount of something, but then it shrivels or it expands. So how do we measure the shear? Do we measure the shear based on what it is or based on what it once was? This comes up in the context of a mincha, because we're going to discuss when we have machlokas, we're going to discuss adding water to a minchas chote in order to be able to make the kmitza easier, because to take to a kmitza from something that doesn't have any liquid mixed with it, a minchas chote doesn't have any shemen, so if it also didn't have any water, it would be very hard to measure the exact kmitza. So the Gemara is going to discuss the possibility of mixing it with water. But wait, when you mix it with water, so that changes the ratios, it changes how much flour you have. So you say, yeah, but the kmitza is measured by what it is right now. So what it is right now is mixed with water, so I can measure a kmitza just fine. Or do you say, no, the kmitza is supposed to be measured by what it once was? So that's going to be a broader discussion in general. How do we measure? Do we measure based on what things are, or based on what things once were? As far as tumas ochlin, let's say, you have food that used to be kazayis, but now is smaller than it used to be a kibetza, now it's smaller than a kibetza. Do you measure the shear for tumas ochlin based on what it is or based on what it was? Then the Gemara is going to discuss in that context, what about being mafresh tumas amaisros when you're taking te'enim for grogros or grogros for te'enim, dried figs for regular figs or regular figs for dried figs? So that's obviously very relevant to that discussion, because dried figs used to be regular figs. So do you measure it based on its current volume, or do you measure it based on what it once was, and all figs are therefore the same, and therefore you could do it by number? If you have 100 figs, I don't care how many of them are dried, how many of them aren't, I could just take 10 from maestros. So that's going to be a discussion as well. Then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss the notion of taking truma and truma's meiser, ba'omer u'b'machshava, but particularly ba'omer, that it doesn't have to be an exact count, an exact cheshbon. It could be done with an estimate. That's unlike maestros, truma can be taken with an estimate. So let's begin. We're again holding on the bottom of daf nun gimel amud beis, the two dots about 6 lines before the end of the page. Rameir omer ha-sa'ar bodel hen mitochan u'machmitzan. That when it comes to the sa'ar, in order to be machmitz, you take from the karban mincha itself, you machmitz it, and then you put it back in. And that way it serves as a leavening agent, because you take some of the flour out, you mix it with some water, so you make it a little bit of chametz, and you put it right back in, and it will serve as a leavening agent. So the Gemara had said, yeah, but the problem with that is that it's going to be chasera or yesera, that if you mix it in with water, you put in sa'ar from somewhere. And then the Mishnah said rather that if you're going to that it's not going to be minamuvchar, it's not going to work particularly well if you just it's not going to be a real chimutz, because how yeasty can it get if you just take out and put it right back in? So that's why we had Rabbi Yehuda's shita that you're made Levi Sa'ar and Nosel L'toch HaMidah. You bring Sa'ar from elsewhere and put it into the Midah, and that way it fills the measure. So we said, no, but that's going to be Chaseira U Yaseira. If you're bringing Sa'ar, that's not going to fill the measure of the Yisaron. It's going to, because if it's a, well, we'll see exactly what he means by that. So it says the Gemara, Mai Chaseira U Yaseira. Why is that not going to be an exact Yisaron just because you're bringing Sa'ar? So Rav Chista Isa Sa'ar Ava, Nimse Siseira Midas Yisaron. If the Sa'ar is thicker, meaning less water, more flour, so then it's going to be more than an Yisaron of flour. Raka, if you mixed it in with more water and it's therefore a thinner mixture, Nimseis Chaseira, you're going to have less than the Yisaron of flour. So it says Mar Sof Kikayo Li Yisaron Kikayo. But at the end of the day, it's going to equal a total of an Yisaron. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tavai, the Kamosha Hain, Haisa Misha'arina, that we measure it not based on what it is now, but based on what it once was. How much, what was the volume of flour? So I don't care that right now it equals an exact Yisaron, but it's if it's a thicker mixture, then it's inexact, and if it's a thinner mixture, it's inexact. So says Mar Belishkol Porta Minei V'Lichmetzei Me'Avrei V'Leisi V'Nilushi Badei. Why don't we do like this? Fill up a kli, make a full Yisaron, take a little bit out of it, and be machmitzit, but not like we said in the Mishnah, like Rameir said in the Mishnah, be machmitzit just by mixing with some water and sticking it back in. No, really be machmitzit. Take it out for a while, expose it to heat, let it become a real yeast, and then put it back in. You could only do it all in one day. You just have to know how to make yeast. You have to expose it to heat. You have to take some time to do it, and then put it back into the mixture. So says Marana, we're afraid to do that. We're afraid if you do that, people might come to think that you could take yeast from anywhere. And as Rashi points out, okay, that's a, he has two lashonos, but actually let's do the first lashon, is about halfway down the page. Rashi says, if you allow him to be mechametzit mibachutz ulach zero kan, and to put it back, haroeshu mavio minachutz, someone sees you bringing something from the outside, v'lashu bikan, and kneading it into this, ve'ino modeid achshav yisaron, and doesn't see you measuring out an exact yisaron right now. Why aren't you measuring out an exact yisaron? Because you did already, and you removed the flour, a little bit of flour from the yisaron in order to make the yeast. But they're not going to see that. They're just going to see you're putting in yeast to something that's not exactly in yisaron. They're going to assume that you're being mosif al yisaron, and therefore they might come to say, oh, the way to make a korban mincha that's supposed to be chametz chametz is by measuring out a full yisaron, and then in addition to that full yisaron, taking some yeast from the outside and putting it into that Yisaron. And that's incorrect. That's obviously going to be a riboy that's not proper. Okay, last three words on the page. Nun gimlam beis. Tan rabbanon. Ein machmitzin betapuchim. We're not supposed to be machmitz using tapuchim. Mishur mebchanir men gamliel omer machmitzin. Now, yes, you can. Nothing wrong with being machmitz with tapuchim. Rav Kahana masin Rabbi Chanir ben Tradion. Rav Kahana had it that was Rabbi Chanir ben Tradion, not Rabbi Chanir ben Gamliel, who said that you could be machmitz with tapuchim. So keman azla hadetnan, whose shita is the following Mishnah Maseches Trumos following, when the Mishnah says tapuach sherisko v'nasnu b'tocha isa. If you take a tapuach and you crush it up, and specifically a tapuach of truma, and you pulverize it, you crush it up, and you put it into a dough v'chimtza, and it's machmitz the dough, harezu asura, the whole dough becomes aser because it's all affected by the truma. Became chametz by the truma. So keman lema Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel hi v'lo rabbanan. That seems to follow the sheet of Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel, who holds that counts as a chimutz. So if that counts as a chimutz, then the truma really is affecting this entire dough, and it's not just a matter of figuring out ratio of truma to chulin in the dough and seeing if you have enough to be mevatel. No, it's machmetz the entire dough. So that only works if you assume that a tapuach has the capacity, has the the ability to be machmitz. So says Gemara, afilu teim rabbanan. No, we might even be following the rabbanan. Granted, the rabbanan will say that it's not machmitz. Nihiduchamitz gomer lo havi nukshami havi. It may not be machmitz in the sense that you fulfill your requirement of being machmitz a korban mincha by using tapuchim, because it doesn't make it fully chametz, but it definitely has an effect on the dough. It at least turns it into chametz nuksha. It at least does something with the dough. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim. How do you reconcile this sugya with the sugyas of Maseches Pesachim about making chametz using meperos? When does meperos have the ability to make chametz gomor? When does meperos have the ability to only make chametz nuksha? And when does meperos have the ability to not make chametz at all? So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav quotes a brisa that you're not supposed to knead a dough on Pesach with yayin, shemen, dvash, with meperos essentially. And if you did, Rav Gamliel Amar Tisarif Miyad, Rav Gamliel says you have to burn it right away, and the Chamor Miyachel. So Rashi over there says that the brisa is not a challenge to Reish Lakish over there, that meperos are not machmitz. Reish Lakish Lamed Hamad Alf Pesachim says meperos don't have the ability to be machmitz. So Rashi says, how do I reconcile that? He says, because it could be that you're not chayiv kares, but it is chametz nuksha, and it's because and the way Rashi learns it is when you expose meperos to flour, it won't bring it all the way to chimutz, but it will bring it far enough to make it chametz nuksha, to make rasa midrabanan, and that will happen much faster. Meaning water and flour, 18 minutes, right? But meperos and flour, less than 18 minutes, much less, but it will never get all the way to chametz gomor. So, and there's no way to be shomer, to protect it properly. That's Ashkenazim or Machmir, that we don't have egg matzahs for that reason, because we're afraid that it's chametz nuksha. That's what the Rama is Machmir about. Svarim are not Machmir about that. They assume, not like Shitas Rashi, that it's not going to become chametz nuksha more quickly. So this is a major machlokas Rishonim, to try to understand exactly when meperos are machmitz, or to what extent meperos are machmitz, and to what extent meperos are not machmitz. Now, just on the definition of the word tapuach, so we've mentioned this in the past, that Rav Shechter in Siman Tes Vav in Be'ikve Atzon points out that the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that there is a requirement that when you're making charoses, you're supposed to put a tapuach in the charoses. So there's a machlokas tanaim whether charoses is a mitzvah midrabanan, or it's just there because otherwise the maror is dangerous and you sort of need to kill the bacteria on the maror, so you stick it in charoses to kill the bacteria. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah writes like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik that it's a mitzvah. According to that, that charos is a mitzvah, not just stam for refuah. So you could say that there are halachos of how to prepare charosas, meaning if it's stam for refuah, so do whatever works, do whatever will kill the bacteria. But if it's a mitzvah, so then it makes sense that there are specific halachos of how to make charosas. So Tosas in Daf Kufta Zayin Amal Alpha Maseches Pesachim quotes from a Tshuvas HaGaonim that you're supposed to make charosas from peros that Knesset Yisrael is compared to in Shir HaShirim. Tachas HaTapuach HaRosai, that were compared to a tapuach, and therefore we add tapuach into the charosos. We dafka use those peros that Klal Yisrael is compared to. Tosos at the end of Tainis on Chavtesim Beis quotes a Yesh Mefarshim that a tapuach is an esrog. Why? Because in the times of Tanakh, the way we translate tapuach is, right, in modern Hebrew, is an apple. They didn't have any apple trees in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have any orchards in Eretz Yisrael. And Shir HaShirim talks about the reach apecha kitapuchim, the aroma, the fragrance of a tapuach. An esrog, as we know, has a certain very strong fragrance. So it's obviously a citrus fruit. Apples don't have nearly as strong of a smell. So the Gemara has three reasons why that charosas is a mitzvah. One is that it's a zecher letit, it's a zecher to the cement that we have to make a mitzvah. Another is a zecher l'tapuach, and the third is that it's a zecher l'dam. So nafkamina l'dina, we're choshish for all three opinions. So we make it in a way that's cement-like substance, and we make it in a way that has red wine in it because zecher l'dam, and we use a tapuach. And so the Gemara there says, how do you use it? Tzarech l'kahayuei zecher l'tapuach. We have to make it acidic. as a zecher the tapuach. Again, pretty strong raya that a tapuach is something that is acidic, something that is a citrus fruit, and not something that probably not an apple. So that's probably the proper definition of tapuach. And in terms of being machmetz and isa over here also, mistama, that's what it means, that we're talking being machmetz and isa by something that's very sour, like a lemon, like lemon juice or something like that. That would be able to be machmetz a dough. So that's just a little bit in the definition of tapuach. Okay, Amar Rabbi Eila, back in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Eila, Eilecha Akasha L'Kemitza Yosem Minchas Chotei. The most challenging kemitza to perform is the Minchas Chotei, because the Minchas Chotei didn't have any shemen, so it's much harder to scrape off the ends after you have your three fingers full when you're dealing with loose flour, because too much might easily fall out. Rav Yitzchak Ravdimi Amar Minchas Chotei Megabla B'mayim Ukshera. Rav Yitzchak Ravdimi says, no, there's a way to do it. Mix it with some water, and then it won't just be loose flour, and then it will be kosher. So what's the machlokas about, whether it's super hard or no problem, just mix it with water? Lema baha kamifliki, the marsavar kamos shahein misharinon, the marsavar kamos shahein misharinon. How do you measure what the kamitza is supposed to be? Is the kamitza measured by whatever its makeup is right now? Take a kamitza of that. If that's the case, then you can mix it with water and it's fine. Just take a kamitza of that mixture and it's fine. But if you hold that, no, it has to be a kamitza of pure flour, so mixing it with water and then taking kamitza, you're not going to end up with the right amount of pure flour. So that's not going to work. And therefore, you have to take it dry. And taking it dry is a very challenging thing to do. So it says Gemara, that's not necessarily the machlokas. Lo, de kuli alma kamo shehein misharinan. Maybe everyone would say you could look at it like it is right now. The marasavar may chareva chareva mishevin. Marasavar chareva mikol davar. The mincha schote is supposed to be a mincha chareva. It's supposed to be dry. The machlokas is, what does dry mean? Does dry just mean not oil? Or does dry just mean not water? It's like someone says they daven in a shul that's a dry shul. Different definitions. Some assume it means no schnapps, but yes wine. Some assumes it means yes schnapps, but only for a tikkun, for a yard site, not for anything else. And some assume taka means no alcohol. Okay, different definitions. So what's a mincha chareva exactly? So definitely no shemen. Question is, does it mean in addition to no shemen that it's also no water? It's interesting that according to the shita, if there's no water, it's this avodah kasha. It's so challenging. So Tosos raises the question, you know, we had a list of avodas kashas. We had a list of things that were particularly challenging. Why doesn't the Gemara Dafir Aleph mention kamitzas minchas chotei along with the other avodas kashos shebamigdash, like malika of an oaf? We said it was an avodah kasha shebamigdash. Was a very difficult and challenging thing for the kohen to do. So Tosos and Maseches Yuma Daf Memtes and Beis asked the same question. And Tosaf there says that we only list the avodos that are painful for the kohen to do, to cut through the spine of a bird with a fingernail can be a painful process to do. So or to even do the kemitza and the mechika of the agodel with a fully baked coarse type of carbon mincha, that could be painful. Over here, it's not painful. You take flour, it's soft as anything. There's no problem. It's not painful. It's just hard to do it right. That's what we're saying, that it's avodah kasha. Not that it hurts in any way. It's just that it's very challenging to do it with the exact measure and to do it fully properly. Okay, back in the Gemara to do that. It's not awesome. Basar egel shenitbach. Let's say you have basar of a calf that swelled, so it became larger in volume than it once was. And that's natural to happen to basar egel. Basar zekenush and esma'ich, where you have meat from an old animal that shrivels up and becomes a smaller shear than it once was, which again is a very natural thing to happen to a basar zekena. Mishtarin likimos shehein. Rav Rav Chiv Rav Yochram mishtarin kimos shehein. A machlokas whether we measure it likimos shehein or kimos shehein, meaning do we measure it based on what it is right now or what it once was? Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Berebi Vreish Lakish Amri Mishtarin Likimos Shehein, that we measure it based on what it once was. If you look at Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan or Kimos Shehein, Shaninu Demashma Kimos Shehein Achshav. Kimos Shehein means what it is right now. Basra egel tame, hol the achshav yeshmuk beitzo, basra zkina, shapiches tahar. And that's why if you have a basar that has swelled and is now bigger than a kibetza, now it could be makabel tumas ochlin. That's in order for tumas ochlin to be transmitted, you need a piece of food that's at least the size of a kibetza. So if it used to be smaller, but now it's swelled to a kibetza, yes, now it's tamei tumas ochlin. Machlok is rishonim. What does that mean? That less than a kibetza cannot become tamei tumas ochlin doesn't mean that it itself cannot become tamei, or just that it can't be tamei enough to transmit Tuma of Tumas Ochlin. But either way, that's what Kamos Shehen will mean. In the next Rashi, Rabbi Shim Barabi of Reish Lakish, Li Kamos Shehen, Dinum Farshi Lebraisa, Di Li Kamos Shehen, Shaninu Dainu, Kamos Shayu Meikara. So it's very important in this daf to get the terminology down. Li Kamos Shehen means what it was. Kamos Shehen means what it is. So if you say that we go based on what it was, you have Basar Egel, which used to be less than a Kabetza, but now has swelled and is bigger than a kibetza, still is not mekabel tumas ochlin, because we look at what it once was, not what it is right now. So this is the machlokas. So the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas in this machlokas. How do we generally assume? So meisvei basra egel shelo hayu bo kashir. Let's say you have basra egel and it didn't have a shir. It was then the tafach va'amad al kashir. It swelled and it became big enough to have a shir. So going forward, whatever happened before it swelled is tahar. If it came in contact with tuma when it was less than a kibetza, tahar. But it's tameh mikanu lahava. Right now it's bigger than a kibetza, so right now it's going to be tameh. So this is a kasha on Reish Lakish and Rabbi Shimon Barabi and Shmuel, who all said likimoshein, that we look at what it once was. No, right now we look at what it is. So answers the Gemara, mitrabah. They would say that really, really strictly speaking, you look at what it once was. Midrabanan, we're going to be machmir to look at what it is. If right now, and that's very mistaver, right? You have something that looks like it's a kibetza of ochlin, and it's going to come in contact with tuma, and we're going to paskin tahar, so it's going to look very strange. People are going to say, what's going on over here? So it's mistaver that midrabanan, we're going to say, because people don't know the history, that this piece of meat used to be smaller and it miraculously grew, so people aren't going to, number miraculously, but that it swelled and it grew, people aren't going to know the history that it's mistaver that there would be such a din midrabanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, no problem, it's a din midrabanan. Ihach, yeah, but if it's all a din midrabanan, and really with the halach is we measure by what it once was, ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say, v'chein bepigel, v'chein benosar, that the same thing is true of pigel and nosar, that a person is chayiv kares for eating a kazayas of pigel or a kazayas of nosar. Let's say he ate a kazayas, what is now a kazayas, but used to be less than a kazayas of pigle. So you're going to say that he's going to be chayv kares for eating what is now a kazayas of pigle? That doesn't sound like midrabanan. If you're saying that you're going to be mechayv him kares, kares sounds like it's daraisa. Yeah, bisham daraisa, hainu dika pigle venosar. If you say it's daraisa, so I understand how pigle venosar fits into it. Eliyam midrabanan, pigle venosar, midrabanan miika. But if it's rabanan, then what's the story with pigle and osar? That it's only a din midrabanan, that is chayiv kares. Ema v'chein bitumas pigle, v'chein bitumas nosar. No, when we talk about pigle and nosar, it's about a din midrabanan. There is a din midrabanan that pigle and nosar are metamines hayadayim. Whenever we use the terminology metamines hayadayim, that something will be metame your hands, by definition, you know we're talking about a din midrabanan, because there's no such thing as your hands becoming tame midaraisa. Either you're tame or you're not tame. The idea that only your hands, but not the rest of your body are tame, that's purely drabanan. So there is a din drabanan, that pigle and nosar are metame yadayim, but only a shear of pigle and nosar. So when we say that we look at pigle and nosar by what they are right now, that's only as far as tumas yadayim, midrabanan is concerned. Because the whole idea of looking at what something is right now is only a din midrabanan, according to this group of amoraim. They would say that it's real halach is based on what it once was. So sal kadayit gamina hol v'tumas pigle v'tumas nosar drabanan yikulei I might have thought that since the whole institution of Tumas Yadayim of Pigul and Osar is only Midrabanan, that the Rabbanan aren't going to be so machmir that they'll even be gozer Tumas Yadayim on something that used to be Pachos Mikashir and just swelled out to a shir. So that's the chiddush of the Seifa, that the Rabbanan will still be gozer. So we don't have a raya, meaning we thought we had a raya from the case of Basar Egel that grew, or Basar Zakena that shrunk, but we don't have a raya because all of that might be speaking on a Drabbanan level. So we still don't know for sure on a Daraisa level, do we look at what the meat is or what the meat once was? Says Gemara, second raya. Tashma, Basar Zakena, Shahayu Bakashir. Let's say you have Basar of a Zakena that had a shear, Vitzamak, and then it shriveled, Pachos Mikashir, and it's now less than the shear. So in its previous state, when it was large enough, it was tameh. But now, going forward, in its smaller state, it's going to be tahar. So what do you see from here? It changes based on what it is right now. That we look at what it is right now, not what it once was. So Amarabba kol hecha dimikara havbe v'hash lesbe halesbe. So no, anytime it used to be something and now it's not. So you look at what it is right now. It's not. If right now it's Pachos Mikashir, it's Pachos Mikashir. Nothing to talk about. Kol hechad mikari lo havbe v'hashta havbe. And any time previously it was not the shear, and now it is the shear on a daraisa level. Of course, we would say that we look at what it once was, that midrabanan, and it's only midrabanan that we're going to be machmir, that it's that we look at what it is, that we look at how it has grown. Ki pliki, one is the machlokas, so the Gemara changes the whole understanding of the machlokas. Ki go in shahayibo kashir vitzamak v'chazav v'tapach. It had the proper shear, then it shriveled, and then it expanded again. So that's where you have machlokas, meaning what it is now is not what it once was 5 minutes ago, but it is what it once was 5 hours ago, maybe, or 5 days ago. So it went back to an original state. The mar savar yesh dichui bi isura, mar savar ein dichui bi isura. What they're arguing about is whether there's a notion of dichui when it comes to isurim, meaning something had a shear, and then it was nifchas from the shear, it shriveled, became less than the shear. So right then, do you say, okay, that's it, the isur goes away, and it can never come back because it's pachos mikashir? Or do you say, no, while it's pachos mikashir, and it's the isur is not there. But when it expands again, it becomes a full shear, and therefore the isur will come back. So that's the whole machlokas. So says Gemara Umiika, Lamandi Amar Diyesh Dichui by Yisurin. But wait, does anybody really hold that there's such a notion of Dichui by Yisurin? Vatnan, Kebetza Ochlin Sheinicha Becham of Nesmatu. If you take a Kebetza of food and you leave it in the sun and it dries up in the sun, V'chein Kezayis Min Ames, where you have a Kezayis from a dead body, which is Metame, Ba'oel Kezayis Min Ames, but less than a Kezayis Min Ames is not. Or Kezayis Min Anvela, Kezayis of Nevelu, Kadosh Min Asheret, size of Nadosh of Asheret, Ukezayis Pigul, Ukezayis Nelsor, Ukezayis Chelev, Ukezayis of all of these different Isurim, Tahorin, Ve'in Chayav Nalei Mishum Pigul, Ve'Nosor Ve'Chelev. They're tar, and you're not Chayav Mishum Pigul, Nosor Ve'Chelev. But then, Hinichon Begeshamim V'Tavchu, if you then put them out in the rain, and they swell up again, they become more moist again, and they swell up, and now they have the full shear. Tameyin v'chayav nalei mishum pigul v'nosar v'chelev. They go back to being tamei and chayav mishum pigul v'nosar v'chelev. So here you have a case that it's very clear that it was the shear, went down and then went back up. And we say, okay, once it goes back up, we do not assume it was nidcha, that because it went down pachos mikashir, so now it's always going to remain in a status of pachos mikashir. No, we look at what's happening to it, and if it's expanded, it's back to the iser. So tiyufta lemandiyamar yesh tichu biyisurin tiyufta. So this is an ultimate tiyufta on the sheet of yesh tichu biyisurin. In the chidushim yuchasim l'Rashba, he points out, he asks the kasha that according to Rabba's understanding that the Amoraim are only arguing in a case where it was, then it wasn't, then it was again. So it is a little strange that it chose a case of basar egel that expanded, basar zakena that shriveled, because Basar Egel, if it's just something, you want to talk about something that was less than a shear, then expanded, Basar Egel is a great example, because that's what happens to Basar Egel. You want to talk about something that was a shear and then shrunk, Basar Zakena is an excellent example, because that's what happens to Basar Zakena. But if you want to talk about something flip-flopping back and forth, well, Basar Egel is no more likely to flip back and forth than any other Basar, and neither is Basar Zakena. So that's the kasha that the Rashba has. So the Rashba suggests that according to the Shita, that there is Dichoy, and it's only Tami Midrabanan when the Mishnah says Basar Egel, it's coming to tell us that even its dichoy is not dichoy gamor, because it's darko lachzor lipoach, even though its derech is to re-swell, because it's unusual for the Basar Egel to ever have shriveled in the first place, but nevertheless it's not going to be mitame anymore on a daraisa level. But still, it's a difficult fit into the Gemara. This sugya is also very relevant halacha lemaisa. The Chavos Das in Yardes and Kuf Gimel writes that if, let's say, you have a food that became disgusting, became spoiled to the point that no one could eat it. So the Isser is, it's Paka Shemi Sura Lagamri. The Isser goes away from that food. Okay, that's not a great Chiddush. That the Gemara says in Masech Savad Zara, that Nevela Rui Lager is Kri, Nevela V'Shein Rui Lager is Ein Kri, Nevela, if a human being can't consume it because it's disgusting, so then it's not an Isser. But, says the Chavos Das, what if you find a way to spice it up or to do something with it, to make some sort of reaction in it that makes it edible again? But you've already brought it down to the point of inedibility. So do we say, well, yeah, initially it came from a nevela, though, so it's aser. Granted, it became mutter because you made it not roi l'achila, but now that you were able to bring it back, it becomes roi l'achila again. It goes back to its original status of being a nevela. So the Chavos Das writes, it never goes back to the original Israel. Kvar parach mimenu isuro, meaning that there is this notion of dichoy when it comes to isurim. This is very relevant when it comes to gelatin, because gelatin comes from parts of nevela, but it gets dried out to the point where it's not roi l'achila at all. But somehow it serves as a really good davar amaimed in chewing gum and candy and whatever else that they use it in. So is gelatin kosher or not? Depends very much on this sugya of whether you say dichoy by isurim. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a significant machlokas aposkim, and the majority of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael seemed to be of the assumption that gelatin actually is kosher. In America, the machlokas was put to rest because Rav Aaron Cutler wrote a tshuva a long time ago. Obviously, he wrote a tshuva that he was absolutely clear that gelatin is not kosher, and that became without question, the psak in the United States. And so it's not as widely accepted of a psak. It's more of it's an ongoing machlokas. But in the United States, Rav Aaron Cutler sort of put the issue to rest when it comes to gelatin. Another point over here in the Sefer Minchas Avraham raises the question: what's the issue of a dichoy by yechiv v'achila of noser and pigul? We talk about noser and pigul. Whether there's dichoy, the shear of a kazayas, he says, is the shear of a kazayas that, you know, dichoy. Where do we say dichoy? We just finished the end of Sukkot. So dichoy, we have the major sukkahs in Masechta Sukkah. You have a hadas that had enough of merubin me'alav. It had too many berries, more than it had leaves, so that made it not kosher. So now you pull the berries off, and now it could become kosher. Do we say, no, it was already not kosher because it had berries, so there's no way to kasher it up again after it was already not kosher? Or it was niktam rosho, right? The top got cut off, so it was raw on top, which makes it not kosher, and then it sort of grows over. It scabs up on the top. So does that make it kosher again? So that's when you're dealing with a cheftza shel mitzvah, where it became a pasul, a cheftza, and now it becomes kosher again. But over here, something is less than a kazayis, less than a kazayis of chelev, less than a kazayis of noser. It's still a cheftza shel iser, chatzi shir asa min ataro also. It's just what's the din of kazayis? Kazayis is din in maisa achila. That if I eat less than a kazayis, that's lo shmei achila. It's not called that I ate it. But it, as far as what it is, it's still absolutely a cheftza of iser. So what's it shaykh to talk about dichoy over here? That's his kasha. I mean, the kasha is so strong, you have to say that maybe we're misunderstanding how kazayis works. That pachas mekazayis and kazayis, the difference is not only in my Maisa Achila. Maybe Chatzi Sher Asa Min HaTorah means, yeah, Asa Min HaTorah, but a much lower level Isser. Not only lower level Isser because I'm not doing a Maisa Isser and eating it, but a lower level Isser in terms of its very nature. The very Chavtza Shel Isser is not a genuine Chavtza Shel Isser. Okay, back in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring another Raya. Torment Te'enim, Ala grogros b'minyan. When you take truma from te'enim, from regular figs, for grogros, for dried figs, you could do it by number. You have 100 figs. Half of them are dried figs. Half of them are regular figs. You could just take two dried figs for the 1/50th of truma. So Shapir. If you're going to say we look at what things once were, not what they are, I understand very well. That makes a lot of sense. They could be torim in te'enim ala grogros because the grogros were once te'enim eliyamr kimos shehin hava lemar b'maisos. But if you say that it's kimos Shehen, then you're going to be that you look at what it is right now. Well, then you're going to be taking way more than 1/10 for your maisos. You're going to take, you have 100 figs, and you're going to take 10 moist figs to cover the other 90 dried figs. 50% of the volume you're taking. You're taking way more than 10% of the volume of figs because the dried figs are obviously shriveled up. So it says Gemara, Hamarba Maisos, and we know Tanan, or we change it to Vitanya, Hamarba Maisos Perosim Musukalim Umasosim Mukulkalim. When you're Marba Maisos, yeah, it does fix whatever you were trying to, the tevil that you were trying to be Matir, but the Miser itself is messed up because you took too much Miser, so it's not all Miser. It's now a mixture of Miser. And it's machlok Rishon, a meiser and what? Some Rishonim say it's a mixture of meiser and chulin. Others say no, it's worse. It's a mixture of meiser and tevel because that which you took as part of the meiser was to count it as meiser, but can't count as meiser because meiser has to be exactly 10%. Never becomes mesukan. So it's a mixture of meiser and tevel. So you're not allowed to be marba b'meisros. Elamai the kamos shehin. So it says, yeah, but what's the alternative? The alternative is to say we view it as by what it once was, so we should view all the figs that, like they're moist figs. Well, ema seifa, you look at the seifa, and the seifa tells you grogros ala te'enim b'mida, that if you're being mafresh grogros dried figs for te'enim, do it by volume, don't do it by number. Well, yamra pishlama kamos shehin shapir. If you look at what things are right now, good, do it by volume, do it by number, because right now you have to do 10% of what it is right now. Eliyamet likimos shehein marba b'maisrosu. But if you're going to say that it's likimos shehein, that you look at what things once were, well, then you're giving too much maisros, because if you're taking dried figs to cover the regular figs, those dried figs used to be, and you're taking 10% of the volume, those dried figs that are now 10% of the volume were once way more than 10% of the volume. So you're taking way more. So it's a stira between the ratio and the seifa anyway. So it says Gemara Elahacha Betruma Gedola Askinan. Now over here we must not be talking about maestros, because the thing about maestros is that maestros have to be exact. You have to give an exact amount for maestros. Truma Gedola not so. Truma Gedola Afilu Chita Achas Poteres Es Kalakri. You could take even just a tiny drop for Truma Gedola, or you could take a massive amount. We have recommendations. An average person gives 1/50th, a generous person gives 1/40th, a more stingy person gives 1/60th, but any amount could technically work. And therefore, v'resha ba'ayin yafa, v'seifa ba'ayin yafa hi. In either case, we're trying to say, do it ba'ayin yafa. Give a good amount for truma. So when you're taking dried figs for the truma, take it by volume. And that way you'll end up taking a lot more of the dried figs. When you're taking moist figs for the truma, take it by number. And that way, you'll end up taking a lot more, because if you take it by volume, you'll be taking it would be a lot less. So ihach, he says, well, if that's the case, ema seifa, that if we're talking about truma over here, the seifa goes on to say, Amr Blazer Rabbi Yossi Abba Hayonotel Eser Grogros Shabimuksoa Al Tishim Shabakalkala, that my father used to take 10 dried figs in the drying kli for 90 moist figs in the basket. So Vibchumagadola Esra Mayavidite. That's a highly specific number to use that fits Maestros really well and doesn't fit Truma nearly as well. It's true, you can give 10% for Truma. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's fine, it works, but come on. Why would that be the number that we use if we're talking about Truma? That's a Maestro number, that's not a Truma number. So that seems to be a strange thing to assume. No, we're talking about Trumas Meiser. So Trumas Meiser is, you already give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi needs to take Trumas Meiser Trumas Meiser from the Meiser to the Kohen. So he's got to give 10% of that. But that 10% doesn't have to be 100% precise. V'ablazer ben gomelhu, d'tanya, ablazer ben gomel omer, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem b'shtei trumos hakas medaber. Achas truma gedola v'achas trumas meiser. It will make a hekesh between truma gedola and trumas meiser. That k'shem she truma gedola nitelis ba'omer b'machshava, kach trumas meiser nitelis ba'omer b'machshava. That just like truma gedola can be taken ba'omer b'machshava, so too can trumas meiser. Meaning, trumas meiser doesn't have to be exact. It could be around 10%, just like Truma Gedola. There's no exact number. Ma Truma Gedola ba'ein yafa, af Trumas Meiser ba'ein yafa. And just like Truma Gedola should be done ba'ein yafa, it should be done with a generous spirit, Trumas Meiser also should be done with a sense of generosity. Okay, so that's how we know that it's talking about Trumas Meiser, and it could be done with an estimate without an exact number. But Shem will pick up at the top tomorrow.